And now it was only 4 days before he would be back in that same village. He was excited, and at the same time uneasy. Maybe the girl had already forgotten him. Lots of shepherds pass through selling their wool. "It doesn't matter," he said to his sheep. "I know other girls in other places." But in his heart, he knew that it did matter. And he knew that shepherds, like seamen and like travelling salesmen, always found a town where there was someone who could make them forget the joys of carefree wandering. The day was dawning, and the shepherd urged his sheep in the direction of the sun. "They never have to make any decisions," he thought. "Maybe that's why they always stay close to me." The only things that concerned the sheep were food and water. As long as the boy knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia, they would be his friends. Yes, their days were all the same, with the seemingly endless hours between sunrise and dusk. And they'd never read a book in their young lives, and didn't understand when the boy told them about the sights of the cities. They were content with just food and water, and in exchange they generously gave of their wool, their company, and once in a while, their meat. "If I became a monster today and decided to kill them one by one, they would become aware only after most of the flock had been slaughtered," thought the boy. "They trust me, and they've forgotten how to rely on their own instincts, because I lead them to nourishment." The boy was surprised at his thoughts. Maybe the church, with the sycamore growing from within, had been haunted. It had caused him to have the same dream for a second time, and it was causing him to feel anger towards his faithful companions. He drank a bit from the wine that remained from his dinner of the night before, and he gathered his jacket closer to his body. He knew that a few hours from now, with the sun at its zenith, the heat would be so great that he would not be able to lead his flock across the fields. It was the time of day when all of Spain slept during the summer. The heat lasted until nightfall, and all that time he had to carry his jacket. But when he thought to complain about the burden of its weight, he remembered that because he had the jacket, he had withstood the cold of the dawn. "We have to be prepared for change," he thought. And he was grateful for the jacket's weight and warmth. The jacket had a purpose, and so did the boy. His purpose in life was to travel, and after 2 years of walking the Andalusian terrain, he knew all the cities of the region. He was planning on this visit to explain to the girl how it was that a simple shepherd knew how to read, that he had attended a seminary until he was 16. His parents had wanted him to become a priest, and thereby a source of pride for a simple farm family. They had worked hard just to have food and water, like the sheep. He had studied Latin, Spanish, and theology. But ever since he had been a child, he had wanted to know the world. And this was much more important to him than knowing God and learning about man's sins. One afternoon, on a visit to his family, he had summoned up the courage to tell his father that he didn't want to become a priest, that he wanted to travel.